On Thursday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office served an arrest warrant at a River Road residence in Miranda. Amber Friend had been the subject in an investigation following multiple community complaints. Samantha Cargis of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office shares the details.
So we have been receiving community complaints about unusual vehicle and foot traffic going back and forth from this property on River Road. And so because of those complaints, we launched an investigation. Our deputies have had prior contacts with Amber Friend, the woman who was arrested in Miranda. So they knew who she was, and they knew some of the issues that had been ongoing at this residence.
On June 4th, deputies did a probation search of the River Road residence. However, Friend was not home at the time.
Following those community complaints, we discovered that Amber Friend was also on a searchable probation. So because Amber Friend was on searchable probation on June 4th, we went out to the residence on River Road to conduct a search. Friend was not at the residence. However, three others were, and we were still able to search that property. And at that time, we found a large number of prescription pills that were not in Friend's name or anyone on the property's name, methamphetamine, hypodermic syringes, pipes, and a lot of other drug paraphernalia. So we didn't make any arrests at that time because Friend was our primary person who we were looking into or investigating, so to speak.
On Thursday, June 21st, deputies served an arrest warrant on Friend.
Yesterday, a few weeks after that first probation search, our deputies were able to arrest Friend for charges following what was found in that probation search.
Friend's charges include
child endangerment and knowingly renting a space for the purpose of unlawfully storing or distributing a controlled substance. So basically what that means is all of this drug paraphernalia and drugs were in a space where the children could access them, as well as several other unique issues that those brought about the child endangerment charges. And then the keeping a space for controlled substance stemmed from the drug discovery as well.
Cargis explained that no children were present during the June 4th investigation. However, deputies gathered enough evidence to suggest there were children living in the home.
There were no children there at the time of the probation search. However, there were evidence of children living in the home, and from prior contacts, they knew that Friend had children that were living with her at that residence.
The children were with Friend at the time of her arrest on Thursday and have been taken into protective custody. Cargis says Child Protection Services will determine where the children are placed. For KMUD, I'm Sydney Marone.